Now, the Deputy CEO of SANE Australia and Founding Director of the Centre, Dr. Michelle Blancard, joins me now. Michelle, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Great to hear. So Quentin Bryce and yourself launched the Anne Deveson Research Centre today. What will be the focus of the research there?
So the Anne Deveson Research Centre is all about promoting social outcomes for people affected by complex mental illness. So, you know, so much of the research that we do in mental health is really directed towards more biomedical or clinical research. This research centre is a little bit different in that it's going to focus very much on the experiences that people living with mental illness have out there in the world, whether it's in terms of stigma and discrimination, access to housing, engagement in the justice system, or indeed people's social connections and reducing loneliness.
Right. And so can you explain a bit about who Anne is and why the centre was kind of named after her or her own story?
Yeah, so Anne Deveson was an Australian journalist and broadcaster. She was a bit of a household name in the 1970s and 80s in Australia. She worked for the ABC and also for 2GB. She was the first female in Australia to have a radio show of her own. And Anne is known for sharing her family's story of supporting her son Jonathan, who lived with schizophrenia. It was incredibly courageous and brave of Anne at the time to share that story. You know, if you think about it, back in the 1980s, we didn't have those conversations that we have in the media now about experiences of mental ill health. And so for her as someone in public life to talk openly about the experience that she had looking after Jonathan and ultimately about his death, really did an enormous amount to destigmatise mental illness and bring some of those conversations out into the open.
Completely, especially at the time, as you said. And so for you, what do you identify as the biggest issue affecting people with mental illness that is currently not being addressed in the broader society?
So I think everyone wants to feel like they belong in the community and to feel a sense of social connection. And what people living with mental illness tell us is that even though there's been so much work done around stigma and discrimination, that if you live with some of these more complex conditions, stigma is still a very present part of your life. So the first project that we're going to kick off with is the development of a national stigma and discrimination report card that helps us get a handle on the scale of the problem and gives us some tips on how we might go about solving that challenge into the future.
Right, sounds great. And so what else would you like to see with regards to policies surrounding mental health?
So I think another particular challenge is for people with complex mental health conditions, they seem to be being squeezed out of the service system. So over the last couple of years, we've seen a real focus on resources going into the National Disability Insurance Scheme, but that only picks up a very small proportion of people who live with mental illness. Other services have, or other funding pots have sort of been pushed more towards that prevention, promotion and early intervention end. The reality is that we need services right across the spectrum so that people with these more complex conditions don't then fall through the gap. So we would really like to see an increased investment in psychosocial support for people living with complex mental illness and research that really understands which interventions from a psychosocial perspective are going to be the most effective.
Great. Well, Michelle, it's absolutely great work you're doing. And thank you so much for your time on the show today.
No problem at all. Thanks so much.
Have a great day. Bye.